You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
I've got to ask you, how is your body feeling? Are you feeling a little bit dense and heavy? Are you feeling the aches and pains creeping in? Sometimes when we're carrying too much of our luggage and other people's luggage, we'll notice that it shows up in our body. And when we feel that, it's time to get out in nature. It's time to release. It's time to ground. And it's about honoring your body, honoring your soul, listening to your soul. So today I'm out in the wilderness at Currumbin Bird Sanctuary. It is very pretty. It's on location, but it is very grounding to be out with the animals, out with the birds, and just filling up my soul to what has been quite a heavy time. And it's astrological as well. We've been going through a lot of emptying, looking at our shadow, revisiting, going over our life virtually. And once it pops up and we have a look at, okay, where we've been and where we are headed, it is time to release. What better way to release than out in nature? At the moment, when we're looking at all of these planets, and we've got Neptune going retrograde, we've got Mercury in retrograde, things are coming up. It's about communication. It's about doing the shadow work. And so to understand our body and go with it. I actually have a caller coming in. How are you going today? How is your body feeling? Anita, how is your...
Hi, how are you? Sorry about that. Not bad. Sorry, you were talking. I thought, oh, I wonder if she's talking to me now. How are you? Thank you so much. It's lovely to get this surprise call. Wow. Thank you. Sorry, and you were saying, what was the question that you were asking me? Sorry about that. You were asking me a question?
About our body. When we feel into our body, we'll often feel the aches and pains, the heaviness. And at this time, it's about looking at our shadow aspects and the heavy weight, the backpack we are carrying. And it's time to actually pick up the backpack and take it off. But when we take off the backpack, it's also about realigning to who we are. This is an integration time, guys. And Anita, I think you'll be feeling it as much as anybody. It's time to release.
What's been happening, and I do ask the universe to, I feel like I'm getting attacked right, left and center. I believe that we have negative and positive energies in this world at the moment, and I feel that if you're a good person and a light worker, I think you'd get attacked a little bit more. There's a belief, there's groups of us that believe that we are fighting. Every day I get out of my house, I'm actually have to put my armor on, and it's like a war. You have to be ready for the next. And I've just finished a 3-year battle with my employer who tried to bully me out of my job 30 years. And it's not just about, oh, she's just another woman getting bullied. It's actually how they did it. And they used the act. You know, I'm talking about legal stuff. You know, this is because where I work, they are, I mean, I won't say the name, but they're the court. And so what I'm saying is that they're misusing the act. So this is not just another bullying story. but it's actually I'm waiting. The whole thing sort of finished, and I'm waiting for a payout because I hanged in and I said I'm not leaving. They're not pushing me. I'm a Cancerian. No one pushes Cancerians. They hang on and they hang on and they hang on.
Exactly.
And I did. I was not going to allow anyone to push me around. Not and it was what I discovered was that it was happening to women over 50, and it's happening to a lot of women. So I've discovered that this little thing is that there is a mentality. It's quite a bad thing, you know, what's going on. So my thing now is to now change the law, and because I worked in government, people hide in government and think that they're protected. Well, no, ain't no more. You know, you do something, you have to pay the consequences. No more, you know, someone looking after you because you're in a government department. So at the moment I'm trying to rest. And actual fact, just as you I got a call, I think in the last couple of weeks, that's when it all sort of finished. And I had my birthday on the 27th of June. So I'm probably in another cycle. I was born on 27 June 1966. So yes, I have. I believe my mission is to look after the downtrodden, and women should not be treated the way that they are in departments. We are in 2026, and we are still acting the way we are. All I can say is shame on whoever does what they do. And I don't care, you know, people say, oh, you know, pray and, you know, feel sorry for them and do this and do that. And I'm sort of getting a little bit sick and tired of the victim not being stood up for and the perpetrators getting away with things. I'm sick of it. I'm not taking any more, you know, I'm just saying, you know what, this is what I feel, this is what I think. I'm not going to give allowances anymore. I think the world needs to start looking after victims a little bit more. Perpetrators, no more covering up the perpetrators. And I believe the world, we're exposing everything now. Everything is coming out because this is the time of the light coming through, thick and tired of, you know, it's time we change. We need to change because if we don't change, karma, I believe, changes things for us. So, you know, yeah. Sorry to say that like this to you, but I'm not a no frill. I went to a psychic and I come up as a queen of swords. So I'm not going to put up with the rubbish anymore. And I can see swords from a mile away. And I believe my mother, who's passed away, is giving me that strength because she was like that. Workers are not slaves. We're not in the we're not in Exodus. You know the Bible, Exodus. We're not in those times. We're not, the pharaohs are gone, you know. We are normal human beings, and we should just start to act like real good human beings, you know. No more of this, you know, this, this and that. I just think that, and every friend that I talk to, they're tired, they're sick and tired of people that are just like to dramatize and just they find pleasure in seeing other people hurt. You know, but like everything is going to turn around, you know, it's karma. So, yeah, so I am very tired and I do get my back. I find that if I get stressed, my back, you know, I feel my back pains up. I had a lung infection and that was to do with grieving as well. So, yeah, but I'm hoping that you can tell me whether, you know, I'm going to be able to get like obviously a new job because I've now resigned. But I have to. I still have to work, unfortunately. Even though I'm 60, you know, it's not like I've got tons of money that I can retire on. Probably part time. But I have a lot of good. I've got excellent skills. I've got 30 years of skills, you know, in legal areas. So I help a lot of people in the community. I'm a JP as well.
Excuse me.
I'm also people just ring me, you know.
You want it?
Yeah, no, that's lovely, and I'm loving that I'm holding space to hear your story here. And I believe women, especially in their 50s, really do need to have a voice around their work and what they've worked for and how they're seen within the work community. And yeah, I've got your mum coming through, and she's actually very proud of you that you are standing up for yourself. You have a lot to say, and it's about being seen and heard now. The niche that you've got here, I feel, is absolutely wonderful. And it's about moving forward now and standing in your power. And as a psychic, as a medium, as a mentor and teacher, and everything that I do is about holding space and listening, really listening and understanding where you are coming from. And as I feel into this right now, and I look down, and your mother is also very proud of you and proud that you are being a voice for women, and not only women but for men as well. Within the government sector, your hands are tied. You are fighting the good fight, and good on you. And I just need to really cheer you on. It's about standing in your power, and I love that for you. And more people will come and listen because I've allowed you the platform to be seen and heard today.